This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. Today, we got one of the dopest photographers, videographers, content creators that I know. He's ultra talented, and he's a super humble guy. Man, I'm happy we got to sit down and chop it up. Everybody give it up for Von Varez. Let's go.
Midnight and like sunrise. Oh, and
yeah,
shit, bro.
You're vulnerable. You're liable to do something out of character. Oh man, sure. Are we live? Yo, we're live. E Square Podcast. Hey. I'm your host, Easy Mo, and today we got the ever so elusive.
He said elusive.
At Von Varez, John Varez. There we go.
John Perez.
Well, John Perez.
Name. Yeah, that's my real.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, John Perez. Yeah. I know.
Von Varez is the.
Yeah. You're famous now, so people call you by your Instagram name. True.
Facts.
True or false?
No, not famous, but fucking Von Varez. Not yet. People. I feel like I know more people off their IG and shit, other than their like actual name and shit sometimes. Yeah.
Is that weird? Like, I know it's weird. I mean, but it's not weird, I guess, because I do it too. Like, I mean, I got internet friends.
Yeah. Facts.
You know what
facts.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you see them in person, sometimes they're not as cool as they are on the internet.
Bro,
on the net.
You get that a lot, bro.
Yeah. You were actually, did we meet on the internet or did we meet here?
No, bro, it's crazy because I think we met through here.
Yeah.
Through seeing the podcast and shit.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You've had hella, like, mutual, like, fucking friends and shit, so.
Yeah.
It's dope, bro.
Yeah.
It's dope just being able to meet you now and just seeing that. Because I know the podcast and then starting to figure out what other than the podcast do you do. Yeah, I think, what did you do before the podcast?
What did I do before the podcast? Music,
like,
artist management.
Right, facts.
Little show promotion, little party, throwing parties a little bit, you know.
Are you from here?
Yeah, born and raised.
Oh, that's lit, bro.
Yeah.
All
right. Hey, you asking me questions. I like this shit. Yeah, I like this, man. This is good, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Where you from, bro?
Vegas, yeah.
Oh, dope. See, that's, you know what's crazy, bro, is I feel like I've known you for a long time.
No, hell yeah.
And
fucking,
I think it's been like 6 months.
That's that local shit, bro, sure.
What high school did you go to?
That was like my worst, bro. I went to a few high schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I went to Clark, Bonanza, Western, Desert Pines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just bad, bro.
Okay.
That was like my worst.
Time period in your life?
Yeah, for sure.
Why?
For
what
sure.
happened? What was going on?
Fucking, I was just doing hella fucking influence shit, bro. I was doing graffiti, and then I was getting in trouble for that shit. Mm. And then just
you part
a bunch
of,
I'd rather not extend it, you feel me? I'd rather not extend it,
Hey, I got to see some of your work, man.
I feel like I was more into, like, vandalism than the actual, like, art of it,
you feel me?
Like,
okay.
Doing, like, the actual
pieces and shit. He's just a badass kid.
I feel like it's more influences, bro. Like, I was influenced, or people that I was, like, hung around with and shit did it and shit, so it kind of influenced me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, I'm not going to say that part was my worst. It was just going through that like, phase and shit of, you know, getting incarcerated and fucking doing drugs.
You've been,
like,
to jail.
Bro, that was, like, my worst, bro.
You've
sure.
been to jail.
I won't say that shit happily and shit, but, yeah.
Yeah,
bro,
I'm just surprised.
No, facts.
I'm surprised, bro.
Facts.
What happened just for that?
Mainly vandalism, bro. You feel me?
Yeah.
Thank God, bro. I don't got no felonies and shit.
Right.
But everything was kind of, you know, fucking.
Did you go to jail
small.
Or did you go to? Were you in?
I went to juvie and then I went to jail after 18 and shit. Mm. But it was just small shit, bro. You feel me? Like possessions and just small shit.
Yeah.
But
just being young and dumb.
Yeah, facts, bro.
Damn, bro. That's
what I was gonna say. That's my worst, cause like fucking, I spent probably like a year and a half, 2 years total. Like,
for real?
not in one thing, but
right.
like putting everything together
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, bro, that's like my youth, you know, just being by myself and shit, bro. So, but facts, bro.
Damn, that's crazy, bro. Yeah, I would have never.
No,
see,
I'm telling you, like,
this is why I love the podcast, bro, because
I can
like dive
actually,
into things deeper
into like a person and shit. You feel me? Like, the last time I did the podcast and shit, like, I didn't really get into depths of, you know, certain shit, bro, because I don't know, bro. I feel like me compared to that podcast, like, now I'm more into finding myself and shit and kind of, you know, being comfortable with what I do and shit.
What podcast was that?
Morning Dinner, bro. Shout out to Morning Dinner,
Oh,
bro.
Hold on. Morning Dinner. I've heard that.
Yeah,
facts. They fuck with J.R. Castro?
I think they did a lot, bro. They did a few of them, bro. Okay. They were doing a lot.
I think I heard. Yeah, try to get the mic, like, keep it close to you. I hold it when I'm talking, because
I talk hella low, so.
No, okay, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because you got to talk right into it. But
facts.
Damn, bro, so I feel, well, yeah, that even proves my point even more, because we've been trying to make this happen for a couple weeks. And I don't know if he wants to come on, but he said he wants to come on,
It's more of a, I would say, not the fear of, but like, bro, I'm still getting comfortable with talking, yeah. You know what I mean? And just getting used to fucking just talking, period, bro.
Well, that's why I love getting people that aren't artists, aren't artists or people in front of the camera
to come on,
because that's what I like the most, because I'm that dude, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but now I'm doing this, so I'm kind of getting used to it now, too. But I kind of forget about it, for real. You know what I mean? Especially we're in such a familiar, like, space that it doesn't really faze me anymore. But,
facts.
But, yeah, man, so.
I was excited for this set, bro.
For real?
I was excited more just to actually just be here and just, you've had some inspirations in the last one and shit, and just people that have been grinding and shit for a minute, too.
Yeah.
But it's just fucking, you know, it's just having this shit as a memory too, bro. You feel me?
Like, yeah.
Stepping out your fear and shit too. Like, I love the fact that I can talk more and shit, and people be more intrigued of me talking and shit. You feel me? So it's just dope seeing that shit, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's important too, because you know, people, photographers and people behind the camera, they don't really, you know, get those opportunities too much.
Yeah, facts.
So, but these kinds of conversations coming from people like you, I think are enlightening, because I understand if anybody's worked a camera or spent time with artists or done photo shoots and done all that stuff,
right,
and it's in creating content, bro, it's not easy.
No, it's not, bro.
It's not easy.
It's not, bro.
And my boy has been working, bro.
I appreciate you, bro.
Bro, like, you are like a, you're,
it's crazy, bro.
Yeah, you're a workaholic, man. I could definitely see you're diving into the deep end, for
Thank
sure.
Thank you, bro. And then you went to the Vibe Year anniversary, shit. Yeah. So that was like kind of like throughout this time that I went through fucking or doing it for 5 years and shit. So now I'm finally comfortable, you feel me? But like, I've been consistent like ever since, bro. It's probably like, I would say like a month to like 6 months that I actually wasn't shooting, but like consistently I've been shooting. So trying to just figure myself out still, bro.
You know what I mean?
So it's dope to even have people like a diverse kind of people, you know, kind of like feel my energy or feel what I'm bringing through the photos and shit, bro, which is crazy because I don't even have to talk, bro.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So
yeah.
It's crazy,
your art
bro.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah, so it's a blessing, bro.
Yeah,
it's a blessing.
No, I love what you're doing, especially, you know, with your vibe here, with the party at the anniversary.
Yeah, facts. How was it, bro, since you went? Because a lot of people, unfortunately, couldn't make it, bro, but you feel me? Like, what I wanted to throw was more like an experience and shit, you feel me? Not like an actual like turn up and shit.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But how was it since you went?
I had a great time.
That shit was like,
I had a great time.
How was the display? Display?
The display was, see, that's what I was about to say, is I love like you're aware of what people are experiencing, you know, when they're coming to fuck with you. And not everybody's like, you know, fully aware of that. They don't take that into account. So, you know, I appreciate, you know, the purple. The Polaroids, you know, you putting them up on a wall, and even like everybody there, and you know, trying to include everybody, and you know, like your whole thing, cohesiveness is definitely something that I can tell you pay attention to, you know, in what you're doing. So
that shit took me like a week,
to
like plan this shit, bro. So it's dope seeing that shit.
Yeah, it was. I had a great time, man. I had a great time.
That's just like,
yeah, you know. You know, I don't really get out much, bro. So, you know, I had to pull up for my point.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
And I felt bad, bro, because, like, a lot of people were waiting and shit. And, like,
oh, that was
a mess and shit, bro.
That
just,
was
I feel like that's just that hotel shit, bro, that I'm like, damn, I need to avoid
doing shit. Yeah, they need to embrace that shit, though. Like, if you're the Palms, just fucking, like.
That's just what they're used for.
Yeah,
and shit,
you're the fucking Palms.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
But so how did that, so when you're going through your high school years and you're incarcerated, and you're going through, you know, get in and out of trouble, how did you pick up the camera? What was the
So like I say, like the full phase of Envarez, because that's something that I branded like this year.
Mm-hmm.
But like the phase of picking up a camera, it was like I was doing graffiti And then getting incarcerated, I started writing, and I started writing music and shit, bro. So I did music for, like, probably, I would say, like, a year. That's, like, a background that not a lot of people would know that know me now and shit. But I performed, bro, like, 2-3 times. And then at that point, I realized, like, this is not, like, this is not my energy and shit, bro. Like, I'm so mellow, bro. Me performing is kind of, like, you know, out my, like, you know what I mean? But after
Where did you perform at?
It's funny, bro, because it's not them. Beauty Bar was one of them. What? And then, yeah, bro, it's like fucking like
Do we have footage of this?
Probably not. Hell no. No, it's crazy because very few people know that I did music or that have ever heard my music and shit. But it's just something that I feel like was a process to get here and shit, bro, because like that was probably why I picked up a camera to shoot my own stuff. And then started expanding and just shooting landscapes, shooting muses, and then it just fucking went off from there, bro. So,
yeah.
It's dope, bro, because now I'm working with a lot more artists and shit, and it's dope. It's very inspiring to see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You feed off each other's energy and shit.
Yeah, hell yeah, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, because I see you working with artists, and
I'm trying to tap more into it, because like, I feel like for like the beginning, I was kind of boxing myself into just shooting women, and it was dope. But I started seeing like trying to expand, bro. Just not trying to box myself in it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I feel like, no offense to women, but like shooting beautiful women, like it's kind of like a cheat code, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, it's, you know, you're gonna win regardless.
Yeah,
you're
gonna
you're gonna win regardless.
But that's dope that you, because even your videos like are different, you know.
Oh,
what
hell
saying?
Yeah, bro, thank you, because I just started like, doing videos, so that's it's dope. I was just talking to somebody earlier about the video part, and I was like, bro, it's dope that people are complimenting it, because like I just started like learning all this. So
what I see is you're not trying too hard with it, like
facts.
Like, you're,
bro, once I learn how to edit, bro, I'ma just
bro, editing videos is like so fucking tedious, bro.
It is, bro.
God damn.
But once you finesse that shit, bro, it's like you can really bring anything to life and shit. For sure, you can bring anything to
life. Yeah, we just shot a little green screen video last night.
Yeah, facts.
And I'm trying to see how that's going to turn out with the green screen.
What are you going to put in the bag, bro? Because I tried that last time. That shit was so hard,
I'm
going to
put a bunch of naked bitches in the bag, bro.
Bro, that shit's going to be crazy, bro.
No, not naked bitches. But I'm gonna do. We're going to do like a sky like theme. But I don't know. We'll see. But
you should mix it up for sure, because I did one, bro. It was dope. We tried it here, too. We did one, and then
did it work?
Yeah, that shit was hard, bro.
Oh, damn, good.
Like, we put random ass, like, it was like the sky. It was like random ass stuff, bro, and it was hard.
Okay, cool. That makes me feel more comfortable, because I didn't know what the fuck. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just YouTube University.
Yeah, facts.
You know,
no.
I mean, graduate over here.
No, the green screen is hard, bro, for sure.
I feel like a lot of people don't really utilize that, especially in the city.
No, facts, bro.
So you picked up the camera
because
you were doing music. Come on,
and then
man.
After that,
were you rapping or singing or what?
No, I was rapping. Hell no, I can't sing. Bro. I was rapping, bro. It's crazy because like the reason I feel like I stopped because I would just talk shit, bro. Like I'll show you after this and shit. Like I'll show you. Probably I just have like one video on YouTube and shit.
Oh, you have a full video?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
so it's just me rapping and shit.
I gotta see
and it's
it,
at
bro.
The beauty bar, bro. It was when I was like downtown and shit.
Yeah.
But no, bro. I feel like I would do music again. Like I've done like 2-3 songs, but it's more like just expressing myself and shit.
Yeah,
you feel me? It's
not
nothing
like
that I would perform and shit.
Right.
Now that I do videos, I'll probably do that in the long run and shit, but it's nothing that I would pursue and shit. You feel me? It's like,
yeah. So who do you, do a lot of people hit you up for videos and shit now?
It's becoming more frequent, Doug, but like, I'm still like trying to get comfortable with it. So it's like, I can't charge that full and shit, you know, because I'm still like learning the whole process and shit, bro. But it's becoming more frequent, bro. This year I've been blessed to like fucking actually be shooting like consistently, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Are you like the people you work with? Are you picky?
Yes and no. I mean, clientele, not really and shit. You feel
paying.
Me? If they're paying, you feel
money.
Me? Like, but other than that, bro, it's just, I feel like I've created with like a vast amount of people and shit. So it's still trying to get comfortable with creating with like, I'm not going to say any size in specific or like, just like any look and shit. You feel me? So fucking, I'm not going to say I'm selective, bro, but I'm more like not selective on the side, which if people have flaked before, like, you know, it has to be a reason why I'm like,
oh, you probably deal
with
flakes to the fullest with these.
It's
kind of
it's kind of both ends, bro. You feel me? Because I be slacking sometimes, but like sometimes, bro, I'm like, now recently, sorry.
Yo, I just tweeted today, like, yo, flaking the last minute is like, Bro, you deal with that all the time?
Yeah, I did it today, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Earlier today, not even putting nobody up, but it happens, bro. You feel me? Like,
well, it's the girls, bro. Girls are the worst.
Yeah. Last minute, I'm not feeling it. Gotta play. Like, damn, bro, I could have been.
Yeah, I could have made whole other plans.
Nah, but it's good, bro.
Yeah. Why do girls flake like that? Why do they
know,
do that?
Bro. I feel like.
I flake
sometimes because I overthink, like, the whole process and shit.
But girls are notorious for flaking.
Facts.
People are probably listening to this, probably like, yo, he probably don't got no game. It's fucking. Oh, fuck, man. Yo, Phil, do girls flake on you a lot? You got a girlfriend, huh? Sorry. Plead the fifth. Yeah, plead the fifth. My bad, bro. I didn't mean to set you up for that trap, bro.
Yeah,
do they flake business-wise?
Nah, just in general. Just in general, yeah.
I mean, I guess females in general.
Like, yeah, but, yeah, bro. So what else, outside of photography are you into? Like, what do you do with your free time? Because I feel like you work so much.
I'm a whole ass dad, bro.
Yeah, fatherhood, bro.
Yeah, that's...
How, you got one, right?
Yeah, that's my son, bro.
You got a boy.
Yeah, facts.
Is it over with? Or you can have some more.
Nah, bro.
Over with?
Yeah.
You're done?
I think so.
One and done?
I mean, right now, I think, my son's good, bro.
How old is he?
Five, bro. 5 and a half.
Damn.
Yeah, that's
how
my life,
you?
Bro. 27, bro.
Okay.
Facts. Okay. So, I had him kind of young and shit, bro.
Yeah, not too young, though.
No, yeah, facts. Right. But mentally, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure,
no,
bro.
I feel you. I feel like I didn't grow up till, like, last year.
Yeah, I'm still growing up, bro. Shit, I'm still growing up, bro. Shit.
Isn't it crazy how fast time flies? And, like, I remember, like, bro, I'm 29. And I was 27 yesterday. And I'm like, damn, bro, I don't feel...
Or if you even think of it, like, I was 19, like, a few years ago.
Bro.
Not a whole ass decade ago.
Man,
like
a whole decade,
bro. This shit feels like, damn.
I'm like, man, what... I like, I can't keep up with the time. You know?
If you can go back, would you go back?
Hell yeah.
But would you go back to change something, or would you go back just to live it again and shit?
I would go back... You know, I would go back and... I don't want to say... I don't know. You know the cliche, like, oh, you know, everything happens for a reason. Like, that was all part of God's plan, all that bullshit. But, you know, I would go back and I would be better because I know more now.
Yeah, facts,
you know?
Facts.
I can't say, like, oh, I would go... If I knew what I knew now and I had the opportunity to go back and I didn't change anything, I feel like that's, like, the dumbest shit ever. Like, of course, if I knew what I knew now and I go back and to when I was 20, 21...
Facts.
Bro, I'll be in a whole way better spot, way better position, bro. But you never know, you know?
Yeah,
like, I could think that, and then I could be, you know.
That's just crazy, bro.
I don't know, man. I think in our lifetime, we're gonna have that time travel opportunity.
Shit, hopefully,
sure.
Bro. Hopefully,
for sure.
Hopefully, we make it to another. That's going to come in a few years, for
yeah.
sure. Bro.
What, a time travel?
Yeah, man. Shit, that should probably exist already, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you see that article that just came out about somebody said that they're keeping the aliens, like, the aliens are here for sure. They're just there, and they're, like, living, like, I don't know if they're living amongst us, but they're here for sure, and they're just waiting till, like, the human race is ready to like, accept them.
What?
Yes, I mean, bro.
Don't you feel like we've been accepted them, though? I feel like, in a way, bro.
I think aliens don't look too much different than us, for real.
Yeah, facts.
And I think they're blending in with us, you know. Like, I think.
So you don't think they look like what they perceive it as, you know, like big heads, green.
No, I think that's propaganda.
Yeah, that is.
I think it's propaganda. I think that's what they want us to think. They're like to distract us from what they really look like.
But they probably look just like us.
Hella
smart.
And I was talking to T-Rab about this too on our episode, and I think you know what makes logical sense to me is that they would be under an NDA, you know, they would have to sign like. A contract that says you can't tell anybody who you are.
You can live amongst humans,
you can live as a human, but you can't tell anybody who you are.
Like superpowers and shit,
bro.
Like
for
something,
real,
bro, that would be crazy.
But you never met somebody that's just like you're off, bro.
You're hella off.
Yeah, something's different. You're not like, and it's always white people, bro. I hate to throw my people under the bus, but it's always like a weird, like white person.
That's just kind of off. Like, hey.
You know, like, I don't know. So what nationality are you, though?
Fully Mexican, bro.
You Mexican?
Yeah, I'm fully Mexican, bro.
Mexican?
Yeah.
You Mexican or Mexican?
You Mexican? Well, I mean, I need to I understand it more than I speak it and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's still a process.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But fully Mexican, for sure.
For sure. So how do you go about shooting all these girls, man? Like, what's this experience like? Because, you know.
It's crazy, bro. It's still like a, for sure, everything I feel like is a learning process and shit. But
yeah.
I feel like I got more comfortable with it. And I feel like I can shoot the vast amount of women that I have because of the, I feel like the portfolio speaks for itself, bro. Because, like, a few people or a few women have told me sometimes they look at portfolios and it's, like, half naked or, like, a certain style that they're not going for and shit. But
yeah.
I feel like I kept myself to be diverse that I can try to shoot in any aspect and shit, you feel me? So I feel like that speaks a lot for itself. Other than that, bro, I don't know. It's still a blessing. Like, I don't know how to fully answer the fact that I can always be, like, I would say I have a few shoots a week, bro, but just the fact that I can shoot women, you know, in certain aspects, bro, like, even have them, like, half nude, bro, or, like, half dressed, or just having that trust and shit is pretty big, bro, you feel
me? How does that happen? Like, how does that conversation start? Do you reach out to them? Do they reach out to you?
It's kind of both, bro. But I am working on a project for January, bro. I've been working on it for like 2 to 3 years. Sentence Bros, bro. It's like my Playboy magazine. You feel
dope,
me?
So dope.
It's like none but black and whites. It's like I have nudes in there. I have like fucking just very implied shit, but like classy, bro. It's not like just out there and shit. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
But mostly that project that I'm working on, I have to reach out to some that are comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
I got, like, it's fortunate, bro, to have girls that have never done it and then feel comfortable enough to do it and shit, you feel me? And it's like, bro, that's like, I was thinking about it and I was talking about this shit earlier too, which is crazy, bro, but it's like, I feel like photography or taking photos of somebody is kind of like one of the closest thing to intimacy, you feel me? Like, somebody has to trust you fully to, you know, capture them in that aspect.
Yeah, for sure.
And nothing else happening and shit, you feel me? So, just that aspect, bro, is a blessing, but it's kind of vice versa. I feel like more women are getting comfortable with, you know, being fully nude or just, like, skin showing and shit.
Yeah.
It's dope, bro. You know what I mean? I feel like...
Yeah, do you see it? How do you feel about that, though? Like, just, you know, the abundance of women just willing to, you know, show off... Show them quarter of a nipple on Instagram for the world. I mean, we see you. Quarter of the nipple out, you know, we see it.
Hey, bro, it's crazy.
Not as a photographer, as a man.
I was just thinking about that too, bro. They would rather like fucking report like nipples and shit over like violence or like some like that's just off and shit, bro.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I still see it as an art, bro. Like I feel like women's bodies are like just beautiful, bro.
They are.
For sure, bro. Like regardless of size and shit, like. But it's just about comfortability and just angles for sure. Bro.
See, that's why I had to, like, as a man, I had to unfollow, like, all the girls.
Hell
I was
following. Bro. I feel the same. Not now, like, in the beginning of the year, I was like, bro, I would hop on and all I would see was, like, women.
Yeah,
or, like, half-dressed women. I'm like, bro, this is what I see every day. So it's like,
it's not good for your brain.
Nah, hell no, bro.
It's like a dog. If, like, you just let the dog have the ball all the time,
yeah,
they'll eventually stop getting excited for the ball, you know?
It's just too much, bro.
It is too much, bro.
I had to do that shit for sure.
But you're, like, that's your, like, thing, though, you know? Well, I mean, not solely, but, like, that's something you definitely do.
Yeah, so facts. That's why I'm kind of, like...
Are you able to, like... Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, that's why I overthink of what I post sometimes, bro, because, like, I recently made my page, like, 18 and over because of the fact of certain shit that I post, and it was, like... I still kind of overthink of what I should post and shit, you feel me? Because, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just random how people would take it and shit, bro.
Yeah. Do you care about what people think?
Back then, I would admit, yes, bro. I mean, as a human, I feel like we all give a fuck about opinions and shit. But now, I mean, the opinions, I feel like, would just be opinions to me, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm either going to hit or miss, bro. But, like, I'm very comfortable with what I do now. So it's like...
Mm-hmm.
It's just a vibe regardless, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? Well, for me, you feel me? I'm still learning, bro, so that whole aspect and shit, but I've gotten a lot of, like, compliments, so that just makes me more, like, secure about, you know, I'm doing something right and shit.
No, for sure, you know what bro. I mean? Like, I wouldn't have you on the E-Squared podcast if you wasn't doing everything right, because you know I can't have no slouches up here. Because
you had how many shooters? Because I know you had.
I had Sion.
Yeah, facts. Those are the homies. Sion, Tony K.
Tony K.
And then I think. That's
how do you say his name? How do you say his name? Who? Full name. Tony K. How do you say
Tony
his full
Kamara?
Name? There you go. He said it right. Yeah.
No, that's
everybody
bros.
Calls him Tony Camera.
Oh, facts. No, yeah. That's bros. Nah, yeah, both of them are bros, bro, from, like, way back and shit, from the jump and shit, bro.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, like, I've been shooting with them for, like, the last 5 years and shit, bro. Yeah,
that's crazy, because that's crazy our paths took so long to cross then, because...
Oh, facts.
Because, like, yo, I've known Tony for 3-4 years, and I've known Sion since high school.
Facts.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Yeah, that's my family.
No, we've shot, like, a dozen times together, bro, so... They're dope as fuck, bro. Video inspirations for sure, bro.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just creative inspirations in general, but video inspirations for sure, bro.
Bro, I've seen them,
like, grow and shit, bro. Like, they're like, hard as fuck.
God
bro.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, they really stepped their fucking game up.
No, they did.
You know, the biggest thing about them is their consistency, really.
And I no, see that's
the same,
why, bro.
I see the same
that's
thing
why.
In you. And, your, and like I said when we first started, was I see that you're diving into the deep end. Like, you're going for it. You
facts,
know what I mean?
Facts.
That's what they did.
No facts. That's I'm not gonna say what separates me or us, bro. I feel like that's what separates, like, as a person and shit. You feel me? How bad you really want, you know, or how long you're willing to go for something without getting, like, an end meet, bro. Like, I was doing this shit forever without, like, an actual, like, goal and shit. You feel me? So, but
yeah.
Bro,
when did you realize you got to start turning this into a business?
This year, bro. I feel like this year everything kind of like. Finally, like, made sense to me, bro. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, turning this shit to an actual business. And even through the pandemic, bro, I was like, I don't know, like, not having a job and shit hit everybody and shit, bro. But I feel like I was consistent since, like, the beginning. So it was kind of balanced the whole year. Like, I was shooting the whole year.
Were you booming during the pandemic?
Bro, I mean, the beginning, no, because I was, well... Online, yes. Money-wise, no, bro. Mm. But online, fucking, I was doing, like, the FaceTime shoots. Like, I was shooting through FaceTime, bro. So, that shit was crazy, bro. That was, like, one of the dopest shit, bro.
I did see you post,
without the pandemic, I would have never thought of that shit, bro.
That's dope.
But, like, virtual shooting is dope. Like, during
that's
that time...
creative as fuck, yeah.
Yeah, it's just... I feel like, creatively, yeah, I stayed creative this whole fucking year, bro. Mm-hmm. But, like, money-wise, like, I feel like, just recent, bro, I feel like I finally flourished up. Branding Von Varez fully, you know, like, to an actual business and shit, bro. So I'm excited as fuck, bro. Like, this is, like, I'm not going to say, like, the beginning, because it's, like, everybody's cliche when, this is just the beginning and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like this is a very new chapter for me, you know what I mean? And just seeing where I can take Von Varez as a whole and shit, doing videos or doing, you know, whatever I can next. But dad life is everything, bro. Other than shooting, you feel me? That's basically what I'm on and shit, bro.
Yeah,
other than
that,
facts.
Is it tough to balance?
No, I mean, I have 3 to 4 days, and then I just fucking make the most out of the other days, bro. Like, I don't just shoot, like, once a day, like, you know what I mean? Or I try not to, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I try to, like, do as much as possible when I'm not with him, because when I'm with him, I'm low-key just inside, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Either that, editing. But
you don't take him on the road?
Sometimes, bro, but, like, since this whole shit, I'm kind of, like, iffy about bringing him out and shit,
right.
So just for his safety and shit, bro.
Yeah.
Other than that, bro, I usually did, bro. Like, when I was younger, he would go to, like, random shit that I would throw and shit, bro.
Do you you give him a camera? Like, a little kitty camera?
He knows how to work a camera, bro.
Oh, for
he
real?
Knows how to work my camera, for sure. That's just lit, bro. You feel me?
That's dope. Yo, these kids are so fucking smart, bro.
It
crazy.
Is, bro. With
technology
and everything,
bro.
For sure, bro. Like,
yeah.
For sure. And he's always like, bro, you're always taking pictures of pretty girls. I was like, it's dope that he can actually, you know, realize that shit, bro.
It's dope. He knows who's pretty.
Yeah, for
he
sure. Well, he calls
is.
All women.
Okay.
Because I feel like he does that to all my shoots and shit. I'm like, oh, shit.
Damn, what if you brought him to a shoot and he called some of the models ugly? That should be hilarious.
Oh, bro, no. I'm
Daddy,
try.
Why you
nah.
shooting ugly girls? That would
nah,
be
hopefully
hilarious.
Hopefully he don't. That would be like, oh, shit. Damn.
You know kids just be saying
yeah,
shit,
no
bro.
Filter, bro. That's why I love kids, bro. That's why I feel like having my son and shit taught me how to, like, be a kid all over again and shit, bro.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Sure,
like,
yeah.
It's a blessing, bro. Like, I didn't plan it. Like, I didn't plan, like, a lot of stuff until, like, recently and shit, bro. Mm-hmm. So I feel like
you're growing up.
Yeah,
man.
We all growing, bro. Growing, I mean, we old as fuck. We growing.
We're not old, bro.
We growing in our 30s and shit,
yeah,
bro.
It's so funny. Like when I was like 21, I would meet people like 29, 28. I'd be like, damn,
you old
I can't.
As fuck.
Yeah, you old, but I can't wait. But you don't look old yet. So you look like, you know, but you got your shit together.
Fact.
And then I'm like 29, and I'm like, yo,
damn,
I'm figuring it out still. Like,
bro,
damn,
like,
what? This is crazy, bro. Because time goes by so fast, bro.
It does,
it's
bro.
So stupid. I hate it. And then we got to sleep. Like, sleep is the stupidest shit.
No, hell yeah, bro.
Like, why
you like sleeping? You like sleeping?
Bro, I love sleeping because of how it makes me feel. But, like...
But, like, you like dreaming?
You know what? Yeah, I do. But I have bad dreams, though.
Bro. Oh, facts.
But I have bad dreams. So I don't really like dreaming too much. But
facts.
But it's crazy. It's crazy. I like it because it's just, like, a crazy experience.
Yeah,
it's
hell yeah,
weird,
bro.
Like, thing.
It's like you're leaving Earth just to go, like,
yeah,
wherever the fuck your dream takes
yeah,
you.
Yeah, just
shit,
to,
bro.
Like, plop down on a... What's that movie? Where he fucking... Where he like, transports into a... I don't know, but... But what I was going to ask you earlier, I feel like we're bouncing around a lot. But
it's dope. I mean, we just talking.
what was I going to ask you? Oh, yeah. Have you had any formal training? Like, for photography?
No, everything's hands-on, bro.
Right.
I feel
yeah.
like... I wish I would have, like, gone through, like, the whole process and shit, bro. But everything, I feel like, was hands-on and experience and shit.
Right.
Since the beginning, bro, I've been shooting, like, a lot. Like, I shoot a lot, bro.
Yeah.
Well, more than, like, the average, like, photographer would, bro.
Just trial and error type shit.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was just fucking constantly learning, bro. You feel me? Like, I feel like everything was... I wish I would have learned, bro. But now I'm learning, you feel
yeah.
me? It's all about time. I would never question what God does, bro. So I'm here
yeah.
on time and shit.
YouTube, huh?
I need to learn more YouTube, bro.
Oh,
well,
you don't
with videos
really use,
and shit.
You don't really use
no, everything was mainly well with photography. No, with videos, more hands-on and shit
yeah.
with that shit. But with photos, I feel like it was all just settings and shit, learning
yeah.
settings and
yeah.
shit. You feel me? That's important as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, yeah. We were doing that shoot last night, and you know, I was working the camera.
Yeah, yeah. Facts.
And Sion pulled up, and he pulled up after you left.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he pulled up after you left. And he was like, hold on. And he fucking went in there and changed a whole bunch of shit
bro,
and took it up like 10 notches, bro.
Learning
like,
your settings is key, bro, unless you're shooting like an auto. But even then, bro, you don't get to fully control.
Yeah, what other photographers do you like out here that's like inspiration?
It's crazy. I knew this question.
Yeah.
It's long, bro. Like, I feel like I have a lot of people that I've kind of like. I looked at it in this aspect, like, there was people that I looked up to and shit, but I feel like now, like, mentally, like, I see eye to eye, you feel
mm-hmm.
me, like, cause that's consistent, bro, but there's a lot of people, bro, I'm not gonna name, like, there's a lot of people, bro.
No name,
a lot of
names.
People. I mean, Tony K, for sure, bro,
yeah.
Sion, bro, like, as I would mention right now, bro, fucking, like, Eddie Hundreds, fucking Tay Price,
the OGs.
Well,
man.
I mean, fucking, well, shooting different shit. Like, I have, I could name some, like, landscape photographers or,
okay.
like, people
yeah,
that
yeah,
would
specific,
shoot
yeah.
muses or, like, but portraits-wise and shit like that, muses, mm-hmm. like, that fucking Boy Flashy, bro, the homie Boy Flashy.
Boy
fucking,
Flashy is nasty,
bro.
Bro,
that's a homie, bro. These are all people that I kind of, like, came up with and shit, bro,
yeah.
so it's dope to see the growth and shit.
Yeah, we got some heat out here from Vegas.
No, there's a lot of people out
we
here.
We got
bro,
some when
sure,
it comes to
bro.
Shooters. We got
there,
some.
There's a lot of photographers out here, bro.
Yeah.
For sure, bro.
You know what I feel like the city's missing though, for real. That like we're lacking in the sense of like you know maybe a New York or like major city like that.
Yeah,
fair. Are the spaces like
oh hell yeah,
to
bro.
Work.
Yeah,
you know what
for
I mean?
Sure.
Like this is a beautiful
like
this,
Junction.
Like,
yeah, fuck.
Yeah, this is excellent.
But there's
need,
very few studios.
There's
this
very
year, for
there's
sure.
very few of them, and then. Like when I'm talking spaces, I'm talking about like fucking full build outs. You know what I'm saying? Full
yeah, yeah,
fucking
yeah. full
like,
fucking
30
fucking
foot ceilings
and
fucking you can have people fucking swing and shit and do all that shit. You know,
yeah,
that's what I feel like we need for real.
We need more. I went to a few, bro. There's a few out here,
really?
Like small ones and shit, bro.
Yeah.
But there's nothing major like LA and shit for sure.
Yeah,
bro.
You shoot out in LA?
This year
yeah.
more frequent and shit.
How was
fucking,
that experience?
It was dope, bro. I actually did a fucking vibe tour. I want to call it a vibe tour. It's basically
oh, yeah,
just, like,
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
Going to, like, certain... it was, like, 2 to 3 days
mm-hmm.
Created with, like, 17 people, bro. 17 mm-hmm. creators. It was mainly muses, makeup artists. But we went to L.A., bro, and that's when I really, like, made it clear, like, I can do that here and shit, bro. But, mm-hmm. like, doing it in L.A. just opened my eyes that I was like, bro, I can do this shit, like, anywhere and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I'm going to try to do the Vibe Tour next year, bro, and just go to, like, different cities and just fucking try to tap in and shit, bro. That should be lit, bro. Because, like, just doing that made me, like, realize I'm tapped in, like, or anybody can be tapped in wherever you want, bro. But yeah. I've never really been, like, out of Vegas and shit creating and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah, just opening that door, bro.
It's inspiring, huh?
No, that's just dope, bro. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say, like, a lot of people say you can't make it in your own city and shit, bro. But yeah. I get that a lot, bro. You feel me? Like,
what do you mean?
I feel like a lot of people say you can't make it, like, where you're from and shit. Because I don't know what reason specifically and shit.
People hate on
you. I mean, there's several reasons, I feel like. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't really believe too deep into that shit, bro. But
I understand it because you're comfortable. You know, you're like, and everybody knows you in the familiarity. I can never say this fucking word. Familiarity.
Oh, facts.
But I feel you because people know you or whatever the case is. It's a weird thing when, you know, people see you from nothing to something, and you know what I mean. They
want
to see you for who you used to be, maybe, or whatever the case is, but. Yeah, that's what a lot of people say is, like, you get the most hate in, you know, where you're from.
From your from and shit.
Yeah. You feel like people hate on you?
I'm going to be real, bro. I don't really pay too much, like,
I can't see anybody hating on Johnny Boy, man.
Oh, facts. I mean, maybe,
you're such
bro.
A cool guy,
maybe,
man.
Bro.
Such a cool cat.
It's crazy because, like, when I think of haters, I'm thinking of, like, blocking people and shit. And I got that recently, bro, in a funny conversation.
You got blocked?
Bro. No, maybe. I mean, but somebody was like, oh, did you block me and shit? I'm like, bro, I don't have nobody in my block list or, like, close friends and shit. That's, yeah. I feel like that shit's just extra shit, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like,
yeah.
But no, I don't know, bro. I mean, I feel like I've gotten a lot more, like, support from the city and shit, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, because, like, the shit that I've done since the jump. Because, like, when I was doing shit from the jump, I was doing, like, instant meets and shit, bro, which was fucking,
I remember those, yeah.
Fucking just random creative meetups and shit. And that's what really got me tapped into, like, the culture out here, bro. But I feel like I just, I got that support and shit. I don't know about hate, bro, to be real.
Yeah, I mean.
I think
everybody wants, why would somebody hate on you? Because they, I mean,
probably just shooting women, I feel like. But other than that,
do you exploit women?
Nah, hell no, bro.
<I'm just>
hell
kidding.
No.
They're volunteering for that shit, huh?
Nah, facts.
Damn, man. Are those instant meets still going?
Nah, I kind of stopped it, bro.
You was running those?
Yeah, facts.
For
bro.
Real?
Yeah, facts.
Oh, but I probably met you maybe before then.
If you went to one, because that's where, like, Tony K, that's where I met, like, a lot of people, bro, a lot of photographers and creatives and shit. Because
yeah.
I basically coordinated that from, like, my jump, bro. So just being able to coordinate that shit was dope. It was a crazy experience, bro, because I'm still quiet. And, like, coordinating that shit was, like, 50-plus people, bro.
That was, like, a mini era, like.
Yeah, no, that was definitely an era, bro. That was a dope era that I've experienced and shit, bro. Like, I feel like that really was a dope beginning and shit, bro.
Yeah, I went to that one. It was, like, out by, like, Lake Las Vegas, and it's, like, a big concrete
thing. Oh, facts, the Wheel of Misfortune
The Wheel of Misfortune, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, I was there.
No shit.
I got pictures of me there.
Then you were you there for the group photo? Was there a group photo?
Yeah, I think it was like around that time when the Gucci Mane and Ray Shremmer song was
out. Yeah, where we did the Frozen
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I was there, bro. I was there.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I had
That's
a red
lit.
Jacket on. You were there?
I think we have the... Yeah, no, I coordinated that, bro.
Yeah, it was your shit, of course. That's funny, bro. I'm going to go back and
I'm going to go back to those. I don't have it on there.
Oh, man. Are you live right now?
Yeah.
Oh, we live, baby.
I think I've been live, but
we live, baby. Damn, my shit looks wavy from over here.
People go live. It's funny, bro. I just be going on randomly and shit.
I hop on your live sometimes.
It's randomly, bro. Like, I don't want to announce this shit. Sometimes when I'm shooting, I just want to put it just so people can see, like, the behind the scenes and shit of it.
Yeah.
It's just dope, bro. People want to see more insights and shit, bro.
I meant to go live too. You know what? I'm gonna go live right now too.
Run it.
My phone was dead earlier. My phone be
We
dying.
Definitely in vulnerable hours. How much we got?
Vulnerable hours. Did Phil say you only wanted to go for 30 minutes?
Yeah, let's.
Phil, where we at, bro? It's 12:30.
I low-key
got it. 40 minutes? We talked for 40 minutes?
Yeah. We can go another, like, you know, 10, 15. Well, I got to shoot again. So.
You got to shoot tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a vulnerable shoot?
Head ass. Bro, vulnerable shoes are lit, bro.
You got some
for sure.
You got some. You got a sticky situation going on tonight.
Oh no, I got a shoe for sure. But
what you got?
It's still for the Mac. Yeah, facts, bro. I've been shooting heavy for it, bro. So yeah. Just bringing like new content because most of the content I had was like probably the last like two to three years and shit.
Yeah.
But now just bringing new content, bro. That's
you need
just,
any male models?
Shit, bro, one of them gonna hit. I'm thinking about doing like a let me do a nude men's magazine for sure. Shit. 2021 for sure, bro.
You would shoot a naked man?
I've been contemplating it and I've been asking the homies and shit. I don't know, bro. I mean, I would barely shoot the homies and shit, you feel me? But
yeah.
Like in dress down, I don't know, it depends, bro. I mean,
that would be fucking hilarious, bro. Oh man!
I saw him. He's like, if it's paid, yeah. I was like, bro.
What is that called? What is that? ESPN, the Body Magazine.
Oh yeah, facts.
Yeah, damn, that's funny as fuck, bro.
Facts.
We're not homophobic, motherfuckers. All right.
Yeah, no.
I know what y'all thinking. So what else is going on in the life of John Perez? That's so funny, bro. I thought your name was Vaughn for so long.
A lot of people, it's crazy because like when I first changed my name to Vaughn Perez, bro, I met like 3 Vaughns in that like month frame, and
yeah.
I was like, bro, what's my name was nah, but
yeah.
This is crazy, bro. Changing it to that, I feel like really popped the beginning to Vaughn Perez and shit.
Yeah.
You feel me?
It's catchy.
Yeah, because back then I was Portrait Vibe, and then before Portrait Vibe, it was like
you were Portrait Vibe.
Yeah,
well, back then,
dog. until that shit turned into a whole like feature page and shit, bro.
Oh my god,
facts, bro.
You were Portrait Vibe.
The growth is amazing.
All the dots are connecting.
Wait,
six shooters and all that.
Yeah, facts. Shout out to Tenez, bro.
Shout out to Tenez.
No, he reached out to me to do that event, and then ever since that shit was dope, bro. Six shooters was dope as fuck.
Bro. Oh man,
that was like a dope process.
So I know you, bro.
Yeah, I mean we probably never like formally met and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? We probably met, but like didn't like have a conversation or like fucking.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's all meant to be, bro. You feel
yeah,
me?
I feel like you know what's weird, bro. In these last, I was never really like. A friend like a talkative guy. I was never like a guy to come up and say hi to you and introduce myself. But now I am, bro. Now I'm like a jolly old fella, bro. It's so funny.
You think it's just the more people you start to be around and shit,
yeah,
right? More comfortable and shit. Bro.
Maybe, but I've always been around a lot of people because I've always kind of felt like insecure a little bit, you know?
Yeah,
because I'm super. I love talking one on one like this. I've always liked that, but as soon as 3 or 4 people come in, I'm like, okay, like, why are you guys there? You're not participating in the conversation or whatever the case is, but...
I would hate.
But now I'm like a jolly old fella, bro. I don't know what it is, man. It's the pandemic, maybe. The quarantine got me cooped
Started
up.
Started talking, yeah. Fact.
Yes. So it's the end of 2020, man. Before we wrap up this interview, let's wrap up 2020, bro.
Shit, bro,
How do you feel about, like, the world and, like, where we're at?
I don't know, bro. The world, I feel like, is a crazy place for sure, bro. But I'm, like, in a state, I feel like now, bro, where I'm just trying to focus on my world and shit, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
I feel like everybody should, bro. Like, focus on your world, bro. Because if you start worrying about the world, bro, that shit going to shake up your world and shit, bro. And it's like a whole different mix, bro. But I'm still trying to figure myself out as a whole and shit, bro. Vaughn Perez is like a, I feel like, John and Vaughn Perez are like 2 different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
John, dad life and, you know, more fam and shit. Vaughn Perez just creative and shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But now fully doing the Vaughn Perez shit into a business, bro, and just hopefully seeing where that shit takes, bro. Because, you know what I mean? It took me this far, bro, and I'm not even saying like I'm far, bro, but I'm pretty tapped into to where I'm at and shit, you feel me? Like in my city, bro, you feel me? Like it just makes me happy to be, you know, creating here.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully still creating, bro. I mean... That's the main goal, shooting fucking videos. I have a couple, like, I'm going to drop a photo album, fucking the magazine, just certain projects that I want to put out and shit, you feel me?
Yeah.
Other than that, bro, fucking shit, hopefully still be here, bro, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, that's the biggest blessing, bro, just
for sure.
To be here and shit, for sure.
Yeah, I think people, well, first of all, to go back to what you said in the beginning was just to worry about your damn self.
No, in the end, that's the biggest... I mean, for everybody, I feel like, bro, because, like, this year really tough. I don't know, like, not to go deep into your whole quarantine and shit, but I feel like a lot of people were home, bro, like, fucking on social media, bro, like, not at work.
Yeah.
But, like, that was a majority part of fucking the world and shit, bro. So, like, just to see that shit, bro, it's like, it either, to me, it either woke your ass up, bro, got you, like, overstressing about this shit, or, like, really woke your ass up to, like, fucking do this shit mm-hmm. for yourself and shit, bro.
Yeah. Because
it woke my ass up to, like, fully want to be independent and shit, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
life can
yeah, bro.
Hit you, cause hit like, you like a bag of bricks.
No, that shit was... This year was crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Even just to think, I was looking back at photos like in January, and I was like, bro, it's crazy how we're in December
we
and
didn't,
shit. But yeah. like, it doesn't feel like a year. Like, it feels longer, but it feels short.
You yeah, know what no, I mean? I like, feel you. Yeah.
We didn't do a lot, bro. Well, like the world wise and shit, bro.
Nah, bro. But so much happened, bro. You know what happened and that we all forgot about? Fucking Tiger King happened.
Oh, facts.
Isn't
yeah.
that crazy?
Yeah.
We forgot about the. You know
bro,
how,
hella shit happened.
Bro, you know
bro.
The Tiger King was like the biggest, only thing people were talking about?
For a minute, yeah.
And nobody even remembers that shit.
I watched
that shit.
That shit
happened this year, right?
Yeah. I watched that shit and I was like, damn, bro. Damn, bro. That shit be scary.
That's like America personified, bro. Like, yeah. If America was a person, it'd be the Tiger King. But, What was I gonna say? But go back to the other thing you said about creating in the city, man. I think like people like you are so important because that are really blazing the trail, you know. And I know there's been people before you, but and shout out to them, and we're always gonna pay homage. But people like that are you know coming up right now and really taking it serious and really you know making an impact is so important because this where the city is right now, it's we're creating our own identity and we're bubbling
sure,
and you know we got a lot of artists coming up and we got a lot of different things going on. And so you know creatives like you that that don't want to be in front of the camera, that take behind the camera work very seriously are fair. Ultra important, bro. So
no, there yeah. is, bro, because I was just thinking about that. Everybody needs content, bro.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? No matter what business you're in, bro, you need photos, videos, some type mm-hmm. of contact, bro. You
content
feel me?
Content is king.
And just being fucking... Just fucking... I feel like everybody's different, bro. You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah,
Shooting-wise,
yeah.
everybody's fucking different, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like a lot of people just shoot the same and shit. Or shoot the same, like...
Well, there's a lot of, like anything else, there's a lot of fake photographers.
Oh, hell yeah, bro. Or just sometimes pick up the camera just to, you know.
Or trying to shoot some naked girls, you know, trying to be a creepy photographer. We know there's some out there. The creep, we're not going to say no names,
nah,
but we know
that.
Who you are.
It's cool. I'll just be, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how I've been shooting several, you know what I mean, muses yeah. and shit. It's just my energy and just who I am, bro.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't have a bad rep and shit.
Yeah,
you
can't,
because I mean?
once you're in that world, I feel like once your rep is gone, that shit is gone.
Especially here, bro.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I've heard of a couple of motherfuckers that got up out of here, canceled. Bling blah, but, you know, you can't get away with that.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, man. I don't think I could be, I love girls so much. I don't think I could be a photographer.
Bro,
I'll be that creepy motherfucker.
That's me, bro. No, not the creep part, but I was like, bro, loving like, women and shit, bro.
Yeah,
it's like, bro,
yeah.
I mean, but that's, I feel like that's why I can't, like, settle and shit, bro.
Yeah.
That's a big reason why I can't settle.
With like, in a relationship?
Yeah, facts.
Well, yeah, you got all these fucking hot girls around you all the time.
Well,
like,
I mean,
come on, man.
It's the art, bro. Nah, hell no, bro. Nah, it's definitely a relationship breaker for sure, but...
Yeah, a girl gotta be... takes a special kind of girl to be cool with.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You probably gonna end up marrying one of your models, though.
Nah, hell no, bro.
For sure.
Nah.
You know how that goes.
Nah.
Or you gonna get famous, you're gonna get a personal assistant, and there you go.
What do you think about open relationships, bro? I just had this conversation with a few people, and it's interesting, bro.
Yeah, no, I actually have some friends. Like, I guess I'm getting to that age in my 30s where I have friends that do that shit. And,
yeah, facts.
And I'm like, damn, that's hella cool, because I know, you know, when I'm in a relationship, like, you know, like, I haven't had a lot of relationships in my life. Like, I don't do that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
But, like, you know, like, I'm a man, and I want to fuck other bitches. You know what I mean? It's just, it is what it is. But I don't, just out of respect for her, you know? But if we had an understanding, where I can just fuck other bitches, but I don't like them, you know what I mean? I don't really, like, I'm not into them. I'm not trying to, like, go to their house for Thanksgiving and shit, you know? But, like, you know, I'm a man. Like, I like hot girls,
then
bro.
Then you would do it if you found somebody that would be with it and shit?
That's the thing. It's like, finally. I couldn't imagine.
Oh, you couldn't imagine yourself doing it?
No, I couldn't imagine my girl getting fucked by another dude.
Oh, facts. You see, but then that's where it plays a part that it's like, damn, bro, are we being selfish? Or
for sure.
You know what I mean?
We're men, bro. I know who I am as a man, bro. Okay, I'll admit it. I get jealous. I admit it. I get insecure. Damn. I'll admit it. Like, you know, I could be possessive. I admit it. Like, these are traits that we just have as men. Yeah, you know what I mean? Just like women have their own traits, you know, like we just don't want to talk about. We don't want to admit that we get jealous, cuz that's supposed to be a quality of a woman, you know?
Yeah, but
I do get jealous, you know what I'm saying? I do. Like, I can't imagine,
like, as a human.
Like, if you're my girl, you're my girl, bro.
Yeah.
But then I say that, and then I also say, yo, I want to fuck other bitches, you know? So
nah, that's the next move, bro. Yeah. Open relationships, bro.
For real? For sure, bro. Damn, like orgies and shit?
Nah, not fully
that's
there.
That's what it leads to,
just,
I feel like. You're living like a swinger. You're a swinger.
Yeah, but like fucking...
You gonna do like couple swap and shit?
that should be lit. Nah, but fucking...
Bro, in 20 years, we gonna see John at the Artisan.
LOL.
At the Artisan pool.
Bro, big Artisan's chilling. Lit though, bro, for
sure.
Oh,
I know, yeah.
Nah, I don't feel that way, but I just feel like no exclusivity and shit, you feel me?
No, it takes pressure off, and you know, like, the way we were taught... how relationships should be, you know, like a man and a woman be exclusive, live together, sleep in the same bed,
Facts.
You know, do like be up each other's ass all the time, I think is ridiculous. Like, what I've been saying recently is, when I've been having these kind of conversations, is like, if I get married, I think I'm gonna just buy my wife the house next door. You know what I'm saying? And then we could build like a hallway that connects
you guys.
But like, yo, I need my space. Space to a point where, like, bro, I want to sleep by myself.
Sometimes,
you know what I mean?
Sometimes, facts.
But like, I need a place to go. I need a place to go where I can not feel like somebody's riding my ass all day, like, you know?
I feel like that's what makes relationships kind of last and shit, the space, too, for sure,
space,
bro.
Space, like...
Get tired of motherfuckers and
shit. Like, just because you're married to somebody doesn't mean you need to stop living your own life. You
know? Yeah, for sure.
But people get so wrapped up in marriage and love, it's disgusting.
I'm a dad, I'm good, bro.
Yeah, that's enough. That's all right, man, let's wrap it up, yo. Hey,
it's Vulnerable Hours, bro. We over here talking about
Vulnerable Hours. Yo, I appreciate you pulling up, bro.
Facts, bro.
For
I appreciate
real,
you
like,
actually making this shit happen.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I'm glad we're here. How much weed do you smoke?
I don't smoke.
Okay, cool.
No, just chill.
You high as a kite right now.
No, I'm tired, bro.
Yeah,
fucking.
Me too.
And a little high, but I'm tired as fuck. But it's dope to see this, bro. You feel me? Continue this shit. Stay consistent,
you
bro.
Too,
you
bro.
Feel me? 2020, I feel like. I don't know how you feel about yours, bro, but I feel like every day is different and shit, bro. So every day you get. I mean, the new year is just like new fucking shit you get to do, bro. But continue this shit, bro. You feel me? Just
thanks, man.
Continue growing and shit. Bro.
Thanks, man. You're an inspiration to me, bro. Hey, like, you know, I'm.
It's crazy that you even bring this up on the podcast, that we known each other since then, bro. So it's like,
isn't
it
weird?
Crazy. Yeah, no,
the universe,
not weird. It's dope. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
To see how it's connecting all over again and shit. You feel me?
And that's why that explains why I feel like I've known you for so long.
Yeah, facts, bro. It's dope to finally be on this shit, bro. Mm-hmm. You gotta be on mine. I'm gonna start winning 2021.
You're gonna have a podcast?
So. I'm gonna try to do it like more like a show and shit, bro.
Yeah.
Just try to make it more like a more impromptu and shit, bro. You feel me?
Whatever you got going on, bro. You got my support. So.
Facts. I appreciate you,
bro.
Yeah,
man.
You
want to plug anything before we get up out of here?
Nah, bro. It was a vibe, bro, to be here,
hell
bro.
Yeah.
Just I feel like we inspirations, bro. We should be inspiring everybody,
hell
each
yeah.
other and shit, pushing each other and shit, bro. So as long as we continue to support each other, bro, we all gonna grow, bro.
Yeah, for
regardless
sure.
of what's happening and shit, bro. But. You feel me?
For sure. Till next time, bro. Von Perez.
Hey,
come back in like a year, man.
We'll see the growth and shit.
Yeah, let me
I'll have you on mine and we'll talk again and shit, and then after
I'm gonna need your autograph when we get off.
Hey, facts.
All right, bro, till next time. I appreciate you, man.
Gang.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Blink blah.
That should take like an hour.